Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, this is James Kernan. I noticed that I don't even know what you guys are, but $67,000 something came out of my account on July 22nd. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. We're a private, I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent about 400 different businesses. I did locate an account for you with your first and last name. Could you verify your address, please?
Yeah, 1733 Walden Road, Bowling Green, Kentucky, 42101.
Thank you, sir. And I'm pulling up your account for us now.
I haven't bought anything or anything, so that's my time to figure out what this is.
Okay, yes, sir. And I do apologize. The computer's running a little slow. It should be right up, and I'll let you know exactly who is charging you and why.
Okay, it says Great American Warehouse or something like that, or merchandise, I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. The way they coded on that statement is more like the corporation name. But let's see. Yeah. It's coming slowly but surely. Okay, yes, sir. It does look like someone ordered the Platinum Ultra smartwatch. It tracks your steps, your sleep, your heart rate for $7. No.
Yes, for $7, right.
And 95 cents?
Yeah. So what's the $67 charge? It was supposed to be $7 for shipping only.
Yes, sir. It was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Direct Savings Store. It's a shopping membership. They charged you $67.32. You would get a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online store.
You don't want that crap. They never even said anything about that when I bought that watch for $7. You said that they had an overstock and they were giving them away for $7.95. I don't want that other crap. I want my money back is what I want. I want you taking me off that damn list.
Okay, I have canceled your account for a refund off the $67.32. I can do 35%.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, that'll be $23.56. Your account is canceled. Go ahead.
I'll take that out of $67 and I'll get back the rest. Right?
You'll get back $23.56.
Why am I not getting back the whole $67?
Okay, yes, sir. We can do a 50% refund, but that's the most they let me do.
I don't want that shit. I'm going to go call the courts and take you guys to court for false advertising. All they said is it was a free watch, and all I had to pay was shipping on it. There was no obligation. So that's what it says. So I'll take you guys to court on it and sue the fuck out of you. They better get that company straightened out right now. I'll give you back the damn watch, too. I can mail it back to you. I got the watch here. I haven't even opened it or touched it.
Yes, sir. It's a shipping warehouse. They don't accept returns. I went ahead and refunded you your $67.32. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges. Would you like a confirmation number in just one moment when it comes up?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Let me get a pen and paper. Hold on, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Take your time. It hadn't came up yet.
All right. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay. Yes, sir. Here it comes now for us. It is going to be C as in Charlie, 26.
26.
10.
10.
79.
79. 19. 19. 1. 1. So I got C as in Charlie, 26, 10, 79, 191.
Yes, sir, and you'll have your refund back by Friday at the absolute latest, the 5th business day. The account is canceled, and there'll be no more charges.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. Have a great day, please. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.